Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on a Monday. Manic Monday. Oh, man. Tired Monday. How was your weekend? It flew by. We are thankful that we had a list of things to get done, and we've pretty much accomplished all of them. Even we tried our best to do, start on the Christmas pictures, traditional family Christmas pictures, annual holiday Christmas pictures. I was not feeling it. It was just a blah. Have good days. Yesterday started a bad day. This morning started a worse day. Running, high temperature again. Had to go doctors this morning, ran, had to go sent to labs, figuring out this is the same infection we're dealing with. If it's the ascites, the fluid that's starting to surface around the tumors and that. So it was a, I don't know. So anyway, we try to get our Christmas pictures done. We're going to redo those next weekend, this coming weekend, and then with the fur kids, with Santa Miss Claus. I tried, it's just, you know, you ever have those years, you try to get the traditional family photos, those that do it, and you're just not feeling it. I was just feeling funky and blah, so we got some really pretty funny pictures, but I think we did get one good picture, so we tried to just me and Eric do our photos together, and then next weekend will be Santa Miss Claus with the fur kids. So we will see. So this morning, got to sit down with my doctors who have the duty and responsibility of now being leader of my care and figuring out, which they're not sure what to do at this point right now. We're hopeful that the specialist I was referred to would be able to put drain tubes in to drain the fluid that shouldn't be there, that's causing, you know, pretty bad things, serious infections, back on more antibiotics. I ran a fever this morning while I was in. So we were referred to Cancer Institute up at Cleveland Clinic, and that is just a 2-hour drive. It's just too much for me right now, and I'm not feeling well, and I'll be honest, I just can't see signing a dotted line of more experimental stuff. I'm going to start getting fluid and ascites. That's kind of a great turn and a grave turn of events. That's not good, because the fluid, unless it's drained, is not going to go anywhere, and it just keeps collecting and gets worse, and that's what they're trying to figure out is a true prognosis right now. And I asked for that this morning because I really want to know. There's a lot of things I've already started in my life of organizing, getting things together, sitting down with an attorney and going over financial things such as credit cards that I had way before. Way, way, way before. Like, some of these were like credit cards are 2 decades. Before I even knew Eric existed. So the responsibility of figuring out what doesn't lie with him when something happens to me. And I want to make sure just to nip this all in the butt. I want to get as organized as possible. Me and Eric decided to go ahead and start having him take over responsibility of everything. And just so when the time comes, you know, he is going to already know what it's like to take over full responsibility of everything, starting from morning, afternoon, evening, and then the fur kids can kind of start getting used to him feeding them and taking them out and him being the sole responsibility. And I just kind of want to get it that way. Some say pre-planning, whatever you want to say, that's fine, yada, yada. But the financial part with the credit cards and that, seeing what it entails as far as just closing these accounts. And there are means and ways to do it when you're in a situation like mine and you're facing, you know, the inevitable and that next road, the next part of the race, I like to say, because, you know, cancer is like a race, constantly jumping over hurdles. There are things, especially when you're on disability, Where a lot of these creditors, there are programs when people fall into a health situation where it is a hardship medical, and there are ways and means to where the creditors can write off the debt. So we're in the process right now. Attorney's writing a letter up, and then I sign, and then I'm gonna keep everybody posted how this works because I did not know these are options, especially if you're on disability and you have something that's terminal and it's coming to that point where things are just not going good and you're, turning that corner, so to speak. I don't know how to say it. I do well with knowing, and I always have, and I don't do well with not knowing. We have a ton of blood work that's going to come back. I was referred to a really good pain management guru out of state, but within the three Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana loop. I'll be starting and referred to them already, so that referral's out. Should get a phone call next couple days, because the more that the fluid starts collecting, and I don't have just one area of fluid, there's multiple areas that were picked up of fluid, the pain starts getting worse. Makes sense why I sleep a lot more now. And I'm just wanting a definite prognosis. And I think that may take just everybody has to sit down, as I was told this morning, and the doctor's going to sit down and figure this out. And then probably with the next scan, which isn't going to be every 3 months now, I think they're going to be doing the next scan within, it sounded like within a month, maybe a couple weeks, to see. How fast is this fluid? The ascites get worse? Is there other areas where we got fluid starting to collect and go from there? So right now I'm just dealing with another rebound with infection and taking it easy and looking forward to a couple more good days, looking forward to the next good day. We could probably redo. Oh. Hopefully, we'll get one good picture, is all I ask. Maybe two if I'm lucky out of the pictures we took, me and Eric ourselves. And then we'll do the fur kids pictures next weekend with Santa Paws and Santa Claus. Miss Paws, Miss Santa Paws, and Mr. Santa Paws, because that's what their Santa's called. So, the rest of today, I'm going to catch up with the GP website. Let's get some funny videos going. Let's throw in. I've got a ton of videos I need to sort through. They need to go through video edit mode and get these things rolling. There's got to be something. Got to find something to laugh and smile about. Far too serious of a morning with my doctors. And, there's got to be a reason. And there's always a reason to share some laughter and, of course, share a smile with all of you. So thank you for joining me on my journey. I hope you all have a splendid afternoon. Get out there, find a reason to laugh and smile, and don't forget to pay it forward. Because you know where you heard this first. I know you haven't heard that in a while. Right here in the country. Good afternoon! Ha!